For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The home talent baseball playoff picture is getting a little clearer. The Western Section champions will be announced after this Sunday's games. In semifinal action yesterday in the North, Sauk Prairie got the win against Reedsburg 11-8. Ashton was a 5-4 winner against Middleton. In the West, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb pulled the upset over Dodgeville 7-2, and Verona held off Belleville 7-6. In the Southeast, Evansville was a 6-3 winner over Cambridge, and Fort Atkinson beat Utica 5-3. In the East, Monona was a winner against DeForest 5-3, and Sun Prairie was a winner against Montello at final score of 5-0. That sets up the section championships this weekend. Sauk Prairie will host Ashton in the North. It will be Monona hosting Sun Prairie in the East. Verona will host Pine Bluff Mount Horeb in the West. And the Southeast section will be decided between Evansville when they play at Fort Atkinson on Sunday. A hometown baseball all-star game was played on Friday night. The West All-Stars outlasted the North 15-12 at a packed Sauk City ballpark. Jake Zeal of Schulzburg Benton had a solo home run for the West in the second. Jameson Johnson of Blanchardville's Bullets was 2-for-3 with a double, and Josh Cartwright of the Muscatine Mudcats had 2 singles in 4 trips. Sean Riley of Dodgeville's Knights, Aiden Halverson of Ridgeway's Cardinals, and Tanner Johnson of the Argyle Beavers, Trey Gordon of Hollandale's Rockies, and Cade Janicek of Wyota, and Mason Atkins of Muscatine all had solo hits for the West. Tandler Ames of Hollandale pitched 2 scoreless innings for the West. And also it was Eli Zimmerman of Argyle pitching 1. American Legion baseball continues on with state tournament action this week. Yesterday, Westby's season ended with a loss in the tournament 2-1 to Stratford in the 1 o'clock game. Still playing from the area, from the West, the Viroqua. They are undefeated so far in the tournament. They will be taking on the next opponent, either Little Chute or Fond du Lac, coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon in the next round of the American Legion Baseball Tournament. The Class A State Championships held at Osseo, Wisconsin. Sunday's 4-3 loss means the Brewers lost 2 of 3 games to the Washington Nationals over the weekend. A bases-clearing triple in the 6th inning by rookie James Wood was the decider. Homie Milner took the loss in relief, and Gary Sanchez hit his 8th home run. The Nationals won the season series by taking 4 out of 6 games, the first time they have accomplished that since 2015. Manager Pat Murphy talked about the team and its recent struggles.
This is a young team that is going through it, man. You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. You know, they did the same thing to us in Milwaukee. You know, they played really good and they played free. And we're young and vulnerable and, going through it a little bit.
Elsewhere, it was San Francisco beating the Reds 8-2. Miami shut out Atlanta 7-0. Arizona 6, Pittsburgh 5. San Diego 10-2 over Colorado. And the Cubs took St. Louis 6-2. In interleague play, the Dodgers 3, Oakland 2. Philadelphia 6-0 over Seattle. The Angels beat the Mets 3-2. In the American League, Kansas City 3, Detroit 2. Tampa Bay 1-0 over Houston. Baltimore 9, Cleveland 5. The Yankees 4-3 over Toronto. And Boston beat Texas 7-2. The woeful Chicago White Sox have lost their 20th consecutive game, the major's longest skid in 36 years, and one short of the American League record, as Chris Flexen was chased early in a 13-7 defeat against the Twins. Royce Lewis hit a 3-run home run off Flexen in a 6-run second inning that gave Minnesota an 8-0 cushion. The White Sox rallied and cut it to 10-7 in the 8th, but could not get any closer and fell to 27-87 this season. Chicago's franchise record losing streak is the longest in the big leagues since the Baltimore Orioles dropped 21 games in a row, the American League mark, to begin the 1988 season. This year's Packers Family Night crowd topped 60,000 again inside Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love threw four scoring passes during the practice, but the offense struggled inside the red zone. The defense continued to dominate the offensive line, and edge rusher Rashawn Gary looked poised for a good season. Both kickers were strong. The opening game is now 25 days away and less than a week away from the very first preseason game on Saturday. Here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
Everybody have fun out there? What an atmosphere, man. It never gets old going into Lambeau. And, you know, for some of our new guys, like a guy like X or Josh Jacobs and obviously all the rookies, I don't think these guys have experienced something like this. So I think it was definitely a special night for them.
LaFleur says it is unique to the Packers.
There's always a good and bad to it, you know. Certainly, I thought there was some, first of all, it was a very vanilla playbook, I would say, on both sides. So we're just wanting our guys to go out there and play fast, compete, show what they can do. But it'll be similar probably to how we approach the preseason. You don't want to show too much.
Badgers coaches say freshman running back Darian Dupree is impressing them in practices, even though Ches Malusi and Tui Walker are expected to get most of the touches this season. Dupree has shown solid pass receiving skills and quick footwork with the ability to break tackles. Assistant coach Kenny Guyton says Dupree is a different breed, saying you know something is about to happen when the 5'9", 220-pounder has the ball in his hands. Noah Lyles won the Olympic 100 meters by 0.05 of a second Sunday, waiting some 30 seconds after the finish of a very close sprint to find out he had beaten Kashane Thompson of Jamaica. The word photo popped up on the scoreboard after Lyles and Thompson dashed to the finish line. The United States closed out Olympic swimming with a wide range of emotions. The Americans set two world records on the final night, winning the gold medal count over rival Australia and easing the sting of the first loss ever in the men's 4x100-meter relay. Scottie Scheffler is the best player in golf and has an Olympic gold medal to show for it. The world's number one player stormed from behind with a 62 for a one-shot victory over Tommy Fleetwood. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports for a Monday morning.